Look at this. I got headphones on. I got a mic going. Baby.
If
Huh?
only people could see you now.
Hey, no video. We've gone through this before.
All
No
right, all right,
video.
all right. Welcome to This Commerce Life. This is a podcast aimed at small, medium entrepreneurs focused on commerce. I'm Phil, your host, and Kenny, your co-host, will join us as well. And we're going to talk to you about the world of retail and commerce and how things are changing in the world.
Oops, this thing.
Let's hit the record button. There you are. Here I am.
There you go.
Look at that. We got moving.
Do I sound crackly?
No. It's a tiny bit of static at the end.
Yeah, what is that though?
I don't know. You're just full of electricity today. That's what it is.
Yeah, that's what I'm full of already. I'm full of electricity. I have to go downstairs and that's what I'm telling me. Yeah.
How was the East Coast?
You know what? The trip was really good. It really was. It was very, very, very nice. Ah. It was very nice. I'm just playing with this thing here to see if I can stop some static. No, it was good. It was the weather was freaking ridiculous.
Yeah.
Ridiculous. It was so warm, like so warm. It was beautiful.
Yeah, you lucked out. We got a good set of days in there. Now it's all dropped. Bottoms dropped out of the weather. Yeah.
Well, shit. Yeah. We were just 30 or 31 in New York.
Yeah.
I think on the Wednesday, and then Thursday we were down to 15.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which I'm assuming Toronto was probably very similar.
Yeah, very similar. Yeah, yeah.
And when we were in D.C.
For our American friends, this is Celsius.
Yes.
30 degrees.
Sorry.
Celsius. So like 100 degrees. Oh, no.
No, no, 80, no, no. It's about 85.
80, 85. Yeah. 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 It dropped down to like 50, to I guess. Right.
Yeah. Well, yeah. 55, yeah, 50, yeah. 50. It
Somewhere
was cold.
Yeah. Yeah. It was cold.
Well, it wasn't cold. It was actually very nice to walk around New York, but it was definitely not.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not shorts and t-shirt weather. Yeah. Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, at all. But otherwise the trip was, trip was really nice.
Amazing.
It's a nice city, right?
Yeah. New York.
You know what I mean? They got a chance to see DC, which she's never seen. So we did that for the day, which was really cool.
You did New York and then DC for a day?
Yeah. We packed this, man. We told the kids, like we saw first, typical flights, right? Everything's late.
Yeah.
So we have 10:15 Jimmy Fallon. Because he's recording live on the Thursday night.
Yeah.
So we have to be there at 9:45.
Okay.
Well, plane doesn't land until LaGuardia, finally, till 8:30. We're supposed to be there at 6.
Jeez.
Now we're bolting, right? Yeah, we get to the hotel 9:15.
Yeah. Open the door, chuck everything in.
Throw the bags on a cart. 9:30, we're in the cab.
Yeah.
9:45, we're at Radio City. One of the last ones to get the tickets.
Yeah.
Right. Saw Jimmy Fallon live, which was
that's great. Amazing.
Saw Billy Joel the next night.
Whoa.
Went to see Jake Gyllenhaal and another guy in a play on Saturday night, and then watched the Giants on Sunday.
Wow. Right?
And then Amelia and I had a couple of museums. Then we saw was it Come From Away?
Yeah.
That Canadian one.
Yeah, oh, that's the Newfoundland thing.
Awesome.
Right?
It was fantastic.
Yeah.
So, we crushed New York this time. We ate well. Like, we killed it.
Yeah. I know. I was following you on Instagram.
Yeah. It might have been one of the best. That probably was the best New York trip we've ever done.
Nice.
It was nice having the kids, right? Because Carly's only been there once and Daniel had never been.
Okay.
So, they got to see,
They must have been super stoked.
Live theater, live music, and live sport.
Live everything. Yeah.
What do you want?
Yeah. That's it.
I'm dreading to look at the visa bill, but whatever.
No, whatever. Whatever.
Yeah, it's buried summer.
Yeah. You're working enough to cover it. It's all good. No worries.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, that's for sure. that was the angst of the trip, right? Fuck.
Yeah,
I don't know what I'm doing. Like, I got too much shit on the go, right? And everything requires more time than I can probably give it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's one of those ones. Like, this is definitely one of those ones. What would Lori do?
Yeah. Hey, right. so on that note, I think Lori shot us back a note.
I saw that.
She's very interested. So we just got to, we'll connect with her this week sometime and then talk.
Absolutely.
It out. And then, our listeners might be getting a, what would Lori do?
Yeah. You know? Hopefully next Thursday night.
Yeah. That'd be awesome. Be awesome.
Because I think that's where I'm at right now. This week I kept thinking, man, what will Lori do? Right?
Yeah.
You know how we talk about it. I'm trying to manage these holidays.
Yeah.
Trying to manage all the accounts and all the emails and what everybody needs from you. And you feel like you're
you're all over the place.
Just sort of angst thinking, oh man, like
you and I flip places is what we
No shit, right? Well, and I don't know, you know, and I don't want to, I'm doing like you. I don't want to give anything up.
Nope. Not a thing.
Right? Yeah. Exactly. And that, which makes no freaking sense either.
Yeah.
Right? But you know, the 70% job is really 100% job. Yeah. The other ones that are all wrapped up into the 30% that I thought I had left over probably require 50% of my time. Yeah. So I need about 150% time.
Yeah.
And I haven't figured, see, now I don't know what Lord Lori, find me the time. how do I do this? So I'm obviously not doing something right. So maybe that's what the trick is. There's a way to do it. And I'm just not looking at it right.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know. It's a classic entrepreneur problem, right? Is you are an entrepreneur, you see opportunities you want to capitalize on. So you go after them. And then you realize along the way that you've really taken on more than you're supposed to, but you got to figure out what to cut back almost, right? Like in a lot of ways, or how to manage it
totally
better.
That, or it's how to manage the time better or differently.
Yeah.
Right. Because at the end of the day, you know, I don't want to give anything up.
Yeah. I agree.
Right.
I agree. Yeah.
But a lot of it, and I was talking to Amelia about it, and she says, well, can you farm it out? I said, the problems with a lot of it, you know, and it's not to sound like conceited or arrogant, but a lot of what you get is because of who you are and you.
Yeah. Yeah, it's the secret sauce.
Like your skill set obviously follows, and what you can do.
Yeah.
But a lot of it is they like you.
Yep.
So you can't just parcel it out.
You can't. It's not the same as like look, if you're doing inventory analysis, can you farm that out? You can. But it's not the inventory analysis, you know, that's a byproduct of why they want you there, right? Like it's the thought process that led you to the inventory analysis that really is why you're there, right?
But I could farm the work out.
You could,
We've talked about this again. This can't, you know, sooner or later, it can't be, the do as I say, not as I do.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
but so if you think about it, if I farmed out the three spreadsheet plays that take a lot of time to get the spreadsheets going.
Yeah.
You farm that out, you know?
Yeah. You probably save yourself, 3 hours? Like an hour of spreadsheet if you're moving quick?
On some of these, some of these spreadsheets an hour into the 500,000 lines.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
so the time just to load and to manipulate and to take, you know, this month's data, throw it in, because there's no clean, because none of these guys are on reporting systems, like ERP systems, that would do all that for you.
Right.
You got to still go in, pull four reports.
Yeah.
Put them into one spot and plop them into another feed. That's the problem. I mean, some of these, I could be doing three Excel sheets to make one.
But you could, so that stuff, you can definitely farm it out, right? Like that would be...
Well, some of this could be 20 hours a month.
Yeah.
Getting off my plate.
Yeah.
And then the 20 hours, I'd be better off and better for my client to spend on what they want me to do, which is really the analysis, not so much the building.
Yeah, correct.
But you know what it's like. Somebody goes, why don't you do that? I said, well, because then it becomes greed. First thing that takes in, right? Because then you think, well, but I can do it.
Yeah.
And then I don't have to share anything,
which
is stupid.
But you shouldn't.
No, but you shouldn't. Again, remember, right?
I agree. I agree. But it's what we say on the show, right? Is you shouldn't. It's not where your magic sauce is, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I think I am like right there. See, I don't even need Lori to tell me what to do, because I know what Lori's going to tell me to do. Lori's going to tell me to do exactly what we're talking about, which is drop some of it or put it into a bucket that's better used, because it's stuff we talk about. See, that's the thing. Why don't we listen to our own advice?
So I think Lori would say, you can do it, but there's a consequence.
Well, exactly. And I know that. I don't want to be told that.
Trying to get on Lori's good side now.
I don't want to be told that.
Yeah.
You know what I want? I want someone to tell me, yes, you are so spot on right. You're doing it the right way, which is wrong.
Yeah, that's not it. That's
no, not I it. Know.
Love you, Kenny, but that's not it. Yeah, it's not going to happen. That is not the answer.
Yeah, I know. I'm trying.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not working.
Yeah.
So I think really what I'm going to have to do is I'm going to have to, because I'm getting to the point where I get home and like, I'm just angst. But yesterday I spent 10 hours, I spent the whole day working, which is okay. But again, I'm doing shit that
you don't need to
be have to get done. Mm-hmm. But I think I've mm-hmm. really got to take a look at this.
But there and might then, like be I say,
the greed part is always greed.
The only thing is like, there's something in that too. Like there's a method to harnessing your madness too, right? Like is if you've got customers that you're doing these reports for, that there's, you know, value in the report and then the analytic stuff you bring to it. Could you hire someone who helps you, you know, like there are a lot of these people out there. I used to be one of these. I don't anymore. I could probably do, but I don't want to, right? Is someone who builds a macro, builds a model where it doesn't matter how you throw it at them. They, you know, they figure out, look, you're going to throw me this sheet. It's going to look crazy 8 ways to Sunday, but the model will take it and kind of crunch it down into the sheets right. that you need. And then maybe there's monetization in there somewhere where you're able to go to other companies and now go, look, here's what I can give you. As standard reporting alone, I can do this plus my, you know, plus what I know now becomes a monetization for you. Do you know what I mean?
Totally.
There might be something there for you. I mean, you've got 3 companies, it sounds like, that you could do that with now. So
totally.
There might be something there. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. And again, even if you pull it back and there's no way to sort of monetize it per se.
Yeah.
The fact is that if I could get somebody else to just take it off my plate and pay someone else.
Yeah.
$1,500, $2,000 a month or whatever the number is to say, listen, you do it. Right? It's an easy peasy. There's hours involved in some of this. I don't think so either, but there's hours involved in this shit, right? Like one of them for sure, there's probably 15 hours a month.
I mean, the setup is painful, right? The setup is painful. I've got it
set, but it's to keep plugging it every month. Yeah.
And explain it to somebody, you know, you're going to have to walk through it.
And I want, you know, 40 reports.
Yeah.
Right, because a lot of it needs to be by account, by SKU.
Yep.
But I could get more done. So at the end of the day, you know, if I gave somebody a good chunk of it, what's the difference? Mm. Again, the days I go in, all of a sudden, become massively more productive because I'm
you're
not
a little more prepared.
Around.
You're not farting around. You're not doing all the work, thinking about it
instead of doing it.
Yeah.
So we're at the end of the day, it might sound like a bigger number, but it's off mine.
Yeah, 100%.
Right? Yeah. So that's sort of what I think I'm going to have to, I think this trip I finally got there that, I've got to take some of this shit and move it. Critical stuff, right? Got to get it, but I can't do it. I'm seriously, I come home, I'm wired.
Yeah.
Can you tell?
Yeah.
Like my mind is just racing 400 miles an hour.
Yeah, you're thinking about stuff. You're
it's not that big a deal.
Yeah, I hear you.
Right?
Yeah.
Anyway.
Wow.
Thank God for caffeine. Like I need it.
So I have to tell you this. So last night we had some friends over for dinner. The wife is working for Nestle, like the Nestle dairy or ice cream side. I don't know how they have that broken out, but she works with the ice cream side. She is finishing. They phased out the job, so she finishes in April of next year.
Yeah.
And, you know, we got into that discussion, right? Trying to figure out what she wants to do. I was very, you know, I was very, she reminded me of us, right? Because she was like, I have this idea, I have that idea, but I don't, you know. And so we got into, like, here's where how you start, here's where you begin. You know, you owe it to yourself, like go out. And so she's starting to look at, you know, and we had very much that conversation about, like, she was like, I don't know what I should do. Like, should I go out and get a contract job? You know, should I do some freelance? And I said, why don't you do both? Like, why do you need to have one job? Why do you need one definition? You know, I said, like, you know, I was telling her about us. Hopefully she's a bit shy. So I don't know if she's going to come on the show, but
I should just listen to the show then, not for anything.
Yeah, yeah. She, I mean, she's
the two of us, as chaotic as we are, we can actually make this work.
Yeah, yeah. So she is probably going to jump on the show at some point and listen. But I said to her, look, like, there's no reason that you can't, you know, kind of do three different things, four different things, whatever you like, right? Like, you know, so I was sharing with her, you know, she's like, how do I figure out what to charge and all that kind of stuff? And so I was working her through, you know, some of these models and how to think about things differently. But kind of neat, right? Like, just lots, you know, it's like a common theme. I keep running into people who are trying to redefine the way they do things.
I find it, I with you, I find it more and more.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, I maybe it's not even more or more, right? Yeah. I think it's because people get to know, you dropped a couple of big companies, which isn't really normal. Yeah. I mean, I dropped one after, two decades and a half, not normal.
Yeah.
Wrong ages to be doing career changes per se.
Yeah.
So I think when people talk to you and they look at you and you're not starving, you know, you're happy. If anything, you're overworked of thinking, Jesus, like, you know, if he can do it, man, maybe I can too. And you're thinking, you probably can.
Yeah.
Right? You got to have a skill set, obviously. Yeah. And I don't know what the skill sets are or not, but is there stuff out there? 100%.
100%. Yeah.
There's lots of stuff out there. Again, I always tell people, you know, if you want to go for that, you know, you came off a 200 grand a year job, 100 grand a year, whatever the number is. If you think you're going to land one tomorrow morning, that might be a little dicier. They're there.
Yeah.
There, but they're a little harder to find, and then you really need to weigh it out. I mean, if you're bent on security, like this is not in a negative connotation. It's going to come on negative because I don't believe in it, but it's not meant that way.
Yeah,
if you like security and you like the steady paycheck, and that's how you function best, which a vast majority of people do. Mm-hmm. There is stuff out there. You may have to wait a little bit.
Yeah,
or you may have to step it down. You might have to take something at 80 or 90.
Yep.
And plug away for a little bit, but there's a lot of cool startups out there that we just blast to work with.
Yeah.
Right. Or you do what we're doing.
Yeah.
And you will find jobs out there. You'll find one here for, you know, maybe 1500 a month and over there for 15. Before you know, you find five or six of them and you're making 8, 9, 10 grand a month.
Yeah. Yeah.
Kind of replace might be your old like income. Dog, but your old income's sort of already covered.
So I mean, ranking, you're going to enjoy it. I think you.
Well, you think you are. I shouldn't say that because I don't know the personality.
Yeah.
There are a lot of people that the enjoyment would be zero.
Yeah.
They'd like rather have one task or one fundamental job, whether it's a massive one or not. But that's what they want to do. They don't want 75 things. And there's people that are a little more ADD like and.
Yeah, like us.
Like us, and need 500,000 things coming at you.
But anyway. I think it's a neat, thing. So hopefully I can get her or the other lady I was talking to the other week, one of them on, because I think it would be incredibly interesting to.
I think she's seen me get to listen. Or you know what?
Yeah.
Or if they have this, if they have, it's the fear typically, right? Or just say, listen, write the question down, and we'll you know what would Lori do.
Yeah. What would Lori do? Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
I mean, that's what Lori's good at. Like, she's able to walk you through. I mean, she helped us that time.
Yeah.
Like, it's not, and it's not, like, it's, she listens and she thinks and she basically makes you do all the work.
Yeah.
And get the answer. But then you're thinking, Lori. I wouldn't have done it that way. But thank you, Lori, for walking me through that mess.
Oh my gosh.
That shit that's show that is my life.
I know. I love it. Yeah. No, anyway, so very neat, very interesting.
You know, that was my holiday too. So that was one of those weeks, just 5,000 million emails. Yep. I wasn't getting the downtime that I wanted. Mm. Right. And then I started thinking, I think I gotta change this up a little bit.
I think
I gotta farm some shit out because I'm just gonna kill myself otherwise.
Yeah. Well, if you're listening to us and you can take some stuff off Kenny's plate, you should definitely hit us up. If you're thinking about what you want to do, you have questions for us, hit us up as well.
If you just want to go through the process or what, you know, what we did.
Yeah,
I mean, we've said it enough probably on the podcast. You can listen, but definitely if you'd rather chime in or come on, or if you have a cool story,
we'd love to have you. Yeah. Yeah.
We have a lot of entrepreneurs or younger or people that are going through the same angst that we all are. So if you want to share, that'd be absolutely super cool.
Yeah.
Like super cool.
Yeah.
And I know a few listen. So Tim, I'm not dropping Tim and he can't drop me, period. Timmy's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. That one is that one. We're stuck with each other happily.
Tim, Who wants to drop Tim, really?
I ain't dropping that one. He can't drop me either. Like, it's not negotiable. Yeah. Not negotiable. That's it. I'm not leaving. You know what? I'll be Costanza. I'll just show up. I'll be Kramer. I'll just show up.
So I was thinking about that, and I was thinking about, do you remember, because you're definitely, you and I are in the same age range for that. Do you remember there was a cereal commercial where there's an employee sitting there, and he's eating cereal, and it's so crunchy he can't hear anything. So he's just sitting there, and he's like.
I do remember that commercial. What was it?
Yeah, I don't remember the cereal. I'm sure I'll think of it somewhere. And then they flip the camera view, and it's the boss coming by going, "What are you still doing here? I fired you on Monday. You know, you got to pack your stuff and get out of here." And he's like,
"Thumbs up, you know, chewing his cereal away, can't hear a damn thing." That's what I'm going to do with Tim.
I can see that happening, right? Tim's going, "I told you to get out." And you're like,
"Yep. Nope, thumbs up, not happening.
I'm still here." Yeah.
I can think of three Seinfeld episodes. I can think of the Penske file.
Yes.
Penske. I can think of where Kramer got the job, never left. Right? Or the girlfriend where George was trying to break up. No, yeah. I'm not taking that. I'm not doing it.
Nope. Not doing it. Oh, my God. That's hilarious.
That's where I'm at. That's so, Jamie, you're stuck with me.
Oh, my gosh.
Right? I got to just try to figure out how to manage this mess now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Before I take on any more work, which is bound to happen.
Oh my God, Kenny.
Buddy, what are you going to do?
I don't know. I do what you do.
Fish, right?
Yeah.
You know, that's how it works, right? You can't.
Yeah.
And that's the other thing. You know the life of an entrepreneur. What are you going to do? If you stop, what happens?
Well, you start to mess around with the rest of your life. Right? It doesn't sound dire and I'm not doing anything funky, but I have been on the other side, right? So I've kind of settled down my business, right? You and I have made a complete flip.
Yeah.
And I've settled down. I've still got some customers, still got some coaching going on, but I've been, you know, trying to get stuff around the house done. Right. And, so realize that, like, I'll make the long story really short, but the car I bought last year, you know, that funny story I was telling you about going to Halifax. So I sold it because I realized that,
yeah, nobody, everybody looking at it. You
know, yeah, well, and nobody wanted to ride in it, right? So I sold that. I sold the other car I had, the other Kia. I went out and bought a new car. Not a new car, but a used car. So now I've got that, right? So this is what happens when you're not working, right? Is, you know, like entrepreneurs are serial tinkers, right? So now I'm tinkering with the rest of my life. You know, I've now gone through, I've sold two cars, bought another one. And then I realized my backyard needed work. So I cut down two great enormous trees. So now my backyard looks like the Amazon jungle on fire because I've got all these branches lying around that I got to do. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
so
I
don't think, I don't think it ever goes away. So I think like if given the choice, I think I would have gone the other way and found more business, right? Because now I'm just like causing lots of chaos, right? Like, you know.
Yeah, just massive disruption around the house.
Yeah. I'm sure the family's like, "Oh my God, what's he doing? Why is he around all the time?" Like, somebody find
something to do,
another job, so he's not like tearing down walls or, you know,
So what else is going on?
What else is going on?
I talked to you in like 10 days, 11 days.
I know. I'm kind of into the really fun stuff now. So, you know, took me kind of like 6-7 months to clean up the mess that I was in with Nimi. And now, you know, I've been shooting videos and creating content. And for a little while, I'm sure the exec team was like, "Where's all this going?" Right. But now we're starting to get into, you know, we just went to a show. I had a videographer come and shoot the show.
Yeah.
Raphael, he listened to the podcast, really loves us. I don't know if that means he's going to keep listening, but I told him I was talking about him last week. And I put, if you're wondering about a videographer, I put his link in our show notes.
I saw it
last
on last week's show.
Yeah. So we shot some video and now I'm going out in email campaigns and I'm using the video as clippets to lure people into signing up, subscribing, giving us contact details so they can finish watching the videos. And we're starting to get some really great click rates, right? We're starting to get like 10-15% click rates, you know, where people go on, you know, it's something that like you would, the instinctual thing is to throw it up on YouTube and then be done with it. And then what you realize is like, when they go on YouTube, I don't get any of their details. I don't know who they are, where they are.
You can't mine anything,
you
right?
You know, yeah, you know, but this way I put it out to them in email and all of a sudden they're like, okay, great, I'll sign up, right? Like, or I put it out on a LinkedIn campaign. They sign up. Now I can see who they are. I can see how much they watch. And then I can go back to them with a catered message that says, hey, you watch this. Boy, do I have more stuff for you to watch, or boy, right. Do I have more stuff for you to read, or, you know.
Or is it like one of us to contact you, have a little chat.
Exactly, right? So, yeah. So starting to like, if you think of like, if you've been following us for a couple of months now, I've been kind of talking about all these bits and bobs, but now they're starting to like come together, right? So now we're starting to like really campaign and start driving people, right? So now is when you start, you know, almost like the movie theater clicker, now is when you start counting like, how many clicks did I get? How many people did I get to sign up? How many people am I talking to? You know, all of that kind of stuff. Now it begins, right? So it's kind of cool.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So it's pretty fun. I think we've got like 6 campaigns going now, all at the same time, right? So you're just like head on a swivel trying to figure out which ones are clicking, which ones are not, right? You know.
Yeah, but at least you got some stuff happening, right? And again, I still, you know, the way you're doing it, you know, you got these leads coming in, you're going directly to proper leads. Like your odds of closing, your opening rate should be nice and high because you're talking to the, it's not just, it's broad based crap.
Yeah.
And you should be able, if someone's looking for this type of technology, I mean, you're it, man.
This
should be really, really good.
Yeah.
Really good for you.
Yeah.
Like, again, so, I would assume most people from LinkedIn got to be quality.
Yeah.
Quality leads for the most part.
Yeah. Oh, so awesome, I just think, you know, so it's really fun. And, you know, hopefully this turns into a lot of like really, really good leads for us. Right. So
I can't see why I wouldn't.
Yeah. But right. I think this is where, you know, like I think I sound like a broken record, but I think this is where you kind of need the vision to see where you're going. The social media stuff is like, I don't know. I think we last talked about social media like way back in, what are we, in October? So like March or May maybe, right?
Yeah.
You know, and so you kind of see like how long this stuff takes to happen. But now that it's flowing, right? Like obviously you can make it move a little faster when you're smaller, but it does take some careful planning and some careful setup, right? So
everything takes time, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. It does. Everything just takes some time and you got to just keep plugging and just keep going and keep going and keep going. Right.
Yeah. I agree.
Right.
I agree.
That's awesome though.
Yeah.
So you got shit happening.
Cool. Yeah. I got shit happening. I'm going to try and double up our website traffic again. So, you know, that'll also get things even more humming. So it's good. It's good. You know, the one that, I don't know if we have anyone in our audience who understands this, but, Zing is a German LinkedIn. It's very specific. It's for Germans. I mean, it's not for Germans, but Germans hang out there. I think the native language for Zing is German. And it's like a German LinkedIn. And so I've kind of put us up there because we have a lot of European business.
Right.
But I gotta say, nobody loves me in Zing. Like zero. I have zero followers, zero traffic.
You're not from Europe though. You know, it could be just as simple as that. Like you're just not them. You're not from there.
Yeah,
and a lot of them don't want, you know, again, everybody wanders across the planet. Yeah, I get it.
Yeah.
But when you start getting into your stuff, I think they really trust what they can see and go to there in their own world. If you had a plant in Europe or an office in Europe, I bet you'd be different.
We have customers in Germany though.
Yeah.
We actually have quite a few customers. They found us. In almost every occasion, they found us.
At shows or via?
All sorts of places. Some at shows, some via, you know, something random that we did. You know,
they're trying to figure out what it is. Like, I'm trying to figure out, I'm trying to go with you on this one too and say, okay, what is it?
Yeah. But they really don't love Nimi on, like, I don't care if they love me on Zing or not, right? But they really don't, like, nobody comes to Nimi at all on Zing. Like, the company.
Isn't that interesting? I wonder what's going on.
Yeah.
Huh. Yeah. And have you creeped a bunch of Zing people? Are they mostly Europeans?
Mostly Germans? Yeah, mostly Germans. Yeah. And I've connected with all the customers that we have there. They've checked us out, but they don't come back either. You know, so like,
You should ask him why though.
Yeah. I mean, in the scheme of things that I'm asking though, it's probably lowest on the list because I got all this other stuff I got to do. But eventually I'll ask, you know, like, what's the deal with Zing? Why don't you love me? Like, maybe it's just not built for that. But I think it is.
I don't. It's like a LinkedIn. Yeah, it sounds exactly.
I feel like a learning inhibited individual right now.
Or just a pariah. They just don't like
yeah,
you.
Yeah, they just don't like me. Germans. Why Germans? Why?
Why don't the Germans like me?
Why don't the Germans? I understand why a German wouldn't like me. I'm all over the place. I'm not very detail oriented. I am excitable and change course every 10 seconds. So I understand why the Germans wouldn't like me, but I don't think that comes up on the Zing.
I don't think that comes up in that though.
At least I don't think so, but I don't know. Anyway. Yeah.
I wonder if it's just, you know what, it probably could, this is where you do have to understand cultures a little differently too. It could be in the way you're doing things. You know what? It could be that, you know, because they can't see you, but even if your posts or what you're talking about don't flow linear.
Yeah.
Maybe, you know what I mean?
100%,
if they bump a little bit, it might look like, that's a little too erratic.
So,
perception we all have, right? On time, rigid, straight and narrow, no deviations, full steam ahead.
Yeah.
Right? And if you don't talk that way or your posts don't talk that way, maybe you're right. Maybe it's they just look and think, I can't follow that. I don't know what the hell this is.
So it's a really funny thing to be a marketer in a tech company because language is. I have never used my English as much as I've used it here from a proper grammatical sense and from a, you know, and like not just copywriting, but the way we say things really matters, right? For regulatory reasons, for all sorts of reasons. But the Germans are in that class too. Like, so even in some of the training material that I don't write, right? I help them publicate it and I help them, you know, kind of make it nice and get it out there. But when we were translating it, I had to help the translator translate for the company, right? Because the company would write something like, you know, remove this user profile from this band, right? Which in English you would go, I got it, right? Like I'm going to remove it. Got it, done. The Germans would go, what does that mean? Does that mean you're deleting the profile? Are you pausing it? Are you suspending it? Are you... You know, are you putting it in pending? Like they're very.
Yeah. What are you telling me to do?
Yeah. And it was really difficult because when I went back to the technical team, they would go, remove. And I was like, guys, if you had to use a different word besides remove, what would it be? And they're like, what do you mean? Remove is just fine. Like.
They're not listening. Are we physically deleting this profile? Yeah. Oh, no, we're not. Okay, yeah. So delete's not the word. So
delete's not the word.
Right. Which is what they may be thinking what remove means. So what is the word? Park? Right. Yeah. And what does park mean?
Yeah.
Does that mean the place with birds and trees?
Yeah, you can't say park because the Germans will go, where do I park it? Right?
Exactly.
Like, how do I park it? Where do I park it? And they're like, just park it. Like, no. Remove just from your vocabulary. Just is not a word for Germans.
Yeah.
Don't just like they're not a word for Japanese. It's not a word. So tell me definitively what happens to this thing, right? Like it's a very funny, it's not funny. It's actually quite painful, but
it's quite painful when you're trying to change your whole world and writing because you're not used to that kind of detail. It's like when you're talking, sarcasm doesn't work in a lot of languages. Nope. Where our language is very sarcastic. It doesn't work well in Italian.
Nope.
It doesn't work well with any of the Latin languages per se.
French, it does. French works well.
It can.
Yeah.
Right? But there's a lot of stuff that have the, you know, the double meanings too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right? And then you're thinking, okay, you know, and that's why you got, you know.
Yeah.
You know, that's why jokes don't float sometimes in different places, right? But tech talk's even worse because you're right.
Yeah.
You know, remove the profile. Okay, delete. No, I didn't say delete.
No,
I meant just like remove it, like take it off so we can't see it. Well, that's what delete means. Yeah. No, no, no. Delete means it's gone forever.
Yeah. Said, oh, my God.
Park it. Park it where? Archives?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, you got to be, you know, and it's funny. Oh, yeah. So, you know, just remove is now six paragraphs.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, because you've got to define all of those things now, right?
And tell me where you want it.
Yeah, yeah.
And how long does it stay there? Does it go away?
Right. It's like, oh, my gosh, right? So I was like, oh, can't believe this. But, yeah. So it's very funny. That's probably the most painful part of this whole thing is language, because we just don't, I don't think the company really appreciates it yet. They don't understand it, right? Like, they don't understand the issues that come with it.
So. I think that's a North American thing too, though.
Yeah.
I do. I honestly think North Americans, I think it's probably for my neighbors to the south for a large part of it, is that we just the world should just, I mean, what do you mean understand?
Yeah, we're quite casual. Yeah.
Right. But, but what we say is what we you know, just do it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, they don't, they, you know, again, those, they just don't get that.
Yep.
And just because, you know, we have a tendency in North America just to assume that, you know, because we do it, well, everybody does it.
Yeah.
Why? What do you mean? There's other ways to do things. There's not just our way.
Yeah, I know. Oh my gosh.
Right? But that's a big difference, right? It's, you know, so if there's even like, you know, like when we're doing import export even now or what with London or whoever.
Yep.
Is, wow, yeah, the nuances in language are,
it's remarkable.
My God, right? They can be cataclysmic if you're not paying attention to, you know, like you say, what you say, they will look at you.
Yeah.
You say remove something, I mean, remove.
Yeah.
You know, it's, yeah, totally different terminology in that language than it is in ours.
We have a partner that we work with because we are a tech company, somewhere along the way, you know, if you've ever done this before, you can put out an RFI or an RFP, right? So a request for information is an RFI. And so you can put this out so potential vendors can kind of supply you with information, but it's a very clear, we're doing research. You may or may not benefit from this, right? But you know, you kind of make contact, all those sort of things. And an RFP is, you know, when you're requesting partners, you're looking for, you know, product. And so we had a technical partner who went out and asked for an RFP when they really wanted an RFI. And so we have this one partner now who is quite frustrated with us because after all this time, they're not getting any business, right? Even though we've said to them, we made a mistake. We didn't mean, you know, to issue an RFP. We meant an RFI. Do you know what I mean? Like, but it's such a funny little, it's a funny little thing, but it's not a funny haha, right? Because that company, you know, probably.
Well, that company is almost, it's like they're saying this is a contract. Like you promise us something like, you know, deliver.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. It's very funny.
And it's just one letter off.
Yeah. But it's
an IRP
world. Of difference, right?
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. It's tough, man. It's clarity. That's clarity.
Oh my gosh. But that's what's going on. What else is happening? What else is happening? Lots of press releases going on. You know, press releases and then spending money on actually getting these wire. Like put out on the wire, not on my website or things like that. But a couple of the contracts that I work with were the same. One was like, oh my God, how much money? I was like, listen, if you want to get picked up by media, you know, a wire is still a good place to be. Like you can only put so many things out on your website. Nobody cares, right? Like they sort of care, but they sort of don't.
No, you need a good press release if you can still get them. And I don't even know how that world works.
Yeah. Anymore. Yeah. It can be quite pricey.
Well, I think it's changed a lot, right, from the old days where people were actually hunting for good stories.
Yeah.
I don't know if that, I don't know how that still plays.
Yeah. It's not the same. You got to target these guys. You almost need to hand feed them, right? Like, cause media outlets have gotten a lot smaller. Writers cover larger desks.
Right.
They don't spend the time. They don't have the time and they don't spend the time to re-research.
No.
So you almost need to, you know, kind of like all this marketing stuff I'm doing, you have to plan it out and then plan, okay, I'm going to put out a press release. Then I'm going to go and target these writers and kind of pitch them, you know, a pitch story, right? Like, you know, something that I could write on their behalf that they could sign or that they can kind of get their heads around so that they can finish crafting it in their language. You know, but, yeah, it's definitely different. kind of free plug there, but Shanae and Vive Social is really good at that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She
yeah.
started from that side though, but she's yeah. been able to, cause she's young and smart.
Yeah.
She's been able to see where it was going, and as difficult as it is, she can still do stuff.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. She's yeah, been really right. good at it.
She's been really good at it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So cool.
Yeah. I think that's what's going on. I can't think of, no, I can't think of anything else going on. Your head's still spinning. I can see it.
Yeah, because I'm moved into the week.
Your head's gonna.
I'm already at Thursday. Like seriously, I've been doing the last couple minutes, and I'm thinking you started doing press release and this and that. I'm thinking, oh geez, you know.
Ah crap!
I gotta send that out. I gotta do that.
Oh no! Shit. I sent you into.
I got a new salesperson starting tomorrow. I'm still trying to figure out what the hell I'm doing with this new gig. Like you know, it's just it's all that.
Sorry, buddy.
Oh, come on, first world problems.
Yeah.
No, it's all good. It's all good. It's all good. This is the biggest complaints I have. Like, seriously,
I can't complain about shit like this. Yeah.
It's all good. It's all good.
Nice. We should end here. Cause you,
sounds good.
Yeah. And then I'll shoot a note out. We'll find some time, to connect with Lori.
Yeah.
And then, maybe we can, well, we'll see what her schedule is like. Maybe Thursday we can get her on Thursday.
If not this one, next one for sure. Yeah. Let's do some.
Awesome.
Sounds good, buddy.
Thank you, man.
You have a wonderful day. Thanks for doing this in the middle of the afternoon on Sunday.
No worries. Welcome home.
Thank you.
Okay.
And we'll chat with you later this week.
Yeah, you got it.
Sounds good, bud. Okay. Take care, man. Ciao.
All right. That's the end of this Commerce Life. We'll be back soon with the next episode. Thank you for joining us. We hope you enjoyed it. Give us feedback. Tell us what you think. Subscribe, like us, join us, share us, tell your friends about us. And we hope to see you next time with more commerce news.